under that structure, everything was going fine until 2016. And then the first candidate ever to not hold any position in the military nor position in government in the history of the Republic to enter the Oval Office, Donald Trump, broke through the primary structure. So then there was a full court press. Okay, we only have one candidate that's acceptable to the international order. Donald Trump will be under constant pressure that he's a loser, he's a wild man, he's an idiot, and he's under the control of the Russians. And then he was going to be a 20-1 underdog. And then he wins. And there was no precedent for this. They learned their lesson. You cannot afford to have candidates who are not acceptable to the international order and continue to have these alliances. This is an unsolved problem. So I don't have a particular dog in this fight. I, one, believe in democracy. I also believe in international agreements. And it is the job of the State Department, the intelligence community, and the Defense Department to bring this problem in front of the American people and say, we have a problem. You don't know everything that's going on. And if you start voting in populist candidates, you're going to end up knocking out load-bearing walls that you don't understand. You remember that there was this uncomfortable accommodation given to the Central Intelligence Agency at the beginning of his actual term. There was a question about, was he going to question the... I have a very different point of view than most of my friends who are also, you know, at least nominally Democrats, which is it was a very immoral thing that was done to him. He was asked the question, will you pre-commit that you will accept the results of an election? Now, if you were going to rig an election, you would ask somebody that to begin with, and that's part of the game. And he says, well, you know, we'll see. So you have this very strange thing going on where democracy is the greatest threat to democracy. Now, how can that be? It's two different concepts of democracy. One concept of democracy is the will of the people. You hold plebiscites. And even if you do it with an electoral college or political parties, the idea is that the people are elected, you know, by and of and for the people. The other idea of democracy is that democracy is about institutions that sprang from democracy once upon a time, and that those institutions have to be kept strong. Those are two completely different concepts that are overloaded to the same word. Under that circumstance, we have a paradox, which is how do we keep the electorate from overturning the type A democracy from overturning the type B democracy? And that's the unsolved problem that they will not bring in front of the people.